You are listening to Insight here on Cap Radio. I'm Randall White in for Beth Ruyak. The Jaguars That Prowl Our Dreams is the latest collection by prize-winning poet Mary Mackey. She's a professor in the English department at Sacramento State, and her collection just became a bestseller for small press poetry. She spoke with Beth Ruyak in September about her process and work.
I like poetry to be accessible and understandable, and at the same time beautiful and lyrical and uncompromising with complexity and depth of emotion. And I think because my poems are actually accessible and understandable and not like crossword puzzles, I think people are finding in them what they've always loved in poetry.
So with that, I'm going to get back to Jaguars in a moment.
Sure.
But let's go to one of your poems, which I asked you to read because for me it sticks inside of me. It's titled L Tells All. I think we need a little context for this poem. And then with that poem, I think everybody will understand what you're saying about the clarity, the lack of obscurity, I'll put it that way.
Okay. L Tells All. This is about Leda and the Swan. And the most famous poem about this is the Yeats poem about the Greek myth that Zeus becomes a giant swan and goes down and basically rapes a young woman named Leda. And she gives birth to an egg, which becomes Helen of Troy, which I think is very interesting. I never liked this poem when I was a young woman because of the rape aspect of it. And so I decided to write a poem that told Leda's side of the story. And so this is Leda's answer to what really happened. And this is called L Tells All. And it's kind of like a supermarket tabloid that you'd see up against the wall. L Tells All. I wanted a man, but they were in short supply. So when this big white swan followed me home and announced, I am Zeus, Lord of all creation, I crooked my finger at him and said, come here, bird boy, let's give it a try. At first, I have to admit it was fun. His soft breast, the excited squawk, the way he beat his wings frantically, like an umpire gone bad. But basically, it was an act of desperation. We had nothing in common. His feathers made me sneeze. I was afraid to fly. He was married. Of course, they all are. We even had religious differences. What can I say? And then there were his other women, Io, Europa, Semele, not to mention the sluttish little pens he picked up in the park. We started to have terrible fights. I called him an overstuffed pillow. He threw seed in my face and threatened to migrate. The usual stuff. By spring, we'd both had enough. One night, while we were sitting in a Greek restaurant, I told the old cob I'd always be his friend, but I just couldn't handle interspecies love. I lied, of course. The truth was, I had already started to see a duck on the side.
There is so much good stuff in that poem. And I think in the midst of the Me Too movement, it sounds different.
Yes, it
means something different.
It does mean something different. And a lot of the poems, some of these poems were written in 1974, the second wave women's movement. They sound like they could have been written today, which is both a bad and a good thing. You know, it's just amazing to me that they were so fresh when I went back and looked at them.
So let's go back in time a little bit. I said Sugar Zone was from 2012, but the poems, including the title poem, are from a couple decades of your life that you spent in Brazil.
Yes. I've been going to Brazil for the last 25 years with my husband just about every year. And then before that, when I was a young woman in my 20s, I lived for about 6 years off and on in the rainforests of Costa Rica at a biological field station. So I've had a lot of experience in the jungles of the tropics.
So the title poem, The Jaguars That Prowl Our Dreams, it's written partly in Portuguese. Brazilian Portuguese is almost a second language now for you, isn't it?
Yes. I have my doctorate's in comparative literature, and so I had Spanish and French. And then when I started going to Brazil, I learned Portuguese, and I fell in love with the language. It's a beautiful language. They have beautiful music. And I like to use it in my poetry, but if you don't understand it, you don't need to, because all of the poems are written so they could be understood in English. This is what I mean by accessible. And then the Portuguese will become for you a kind of a chant, almost a religious chant background to it. But if you speak Spanish or Portuguese or French even, or maybe even Romanian, romance languages, you'll get a little extra flip with the Portuguese.
Maybe we should hear this poem then.
Okay.
You do mention the names of rivers, and there are some words that, like you said, aren't necessary to know.
Right. This is called The Jaguars That Prowl Our Dreams. The first words are the rivers, names of rivers, tributaries of the Amazon. The last names are names of indigenous tribes of people who no longer exist, mostly destroyed by disease when the Europeans entered the Amazon. And this is from the Amazon. The jaguars that prowl our dreams. Up on the Orinoco, Rio Negro, Solimões, Tocantins, Xingu, Javaré, they're drinking the bebida preta, black drink, snake vine, ayahuasca yage blood of the great anaconda, with the smoke of burning rainforests in their nostrils and o gosto de cinzas, taste of ashes, on their tongues. Eles está comendo, they're eating, purple snails, powdered viper venom, largatas esmagadas, flowers that dye their lips the color of blood, singing of cities of blue glass, and the jaguars that prowl our dreams. Uke mice, what else are they seeing? Uke mice, what else do they know? They're not saying, they're not telling. They're calling on the ghost tribes instead. Ghosts of the Tupinimba, Tupanquin, Amare, lost upriver, forever lost in the burning world.
That's Mary Mackey, and she is launching her collection of poetry that is titled for the name of that poem that she just read, The Jaguars That Prowl Our Dreams. Tell me about the jaguar, its symbolism. The jaguar shows up in a few of your poems.
Yeah, it prowls my poems as well as my dreams. I think it's a symbol of the ultimate mystery, both of nature and the mysteries in ways of life. It's a symbol of sudden, unexpected things that human beings can't control. It's somewhat a symbol of death that prowls, but it's also a symbol of the unexpected, the raw power of nature, the nature that goes beyond the power of people to control it. Mm-hmm. And I think it sort of has a little relationship to Blake's Tiger Burning Bright, you know, mm-hmm. William Blake's poem, Tiger, Tiger Burning Bright. So
there are different sections in this book, Mary. There's a Shakespeare section. There's a whole group of poems from Time in Kentucky.
Yes, there are. Yeah.
And there are poems that speak to nature and a lot that focus on saving the planet.
Yes, and it's a long time preoccupation with me. It's possibly the longest in my poetry. Because I spent time in the rainforests of Costa Rica and 90% of where I was has been chopped down and turned into charcoal or lumber, I've seen the destruction of the forest from the time I was a very young woman. And I've been very, very interested in ecological issues and issues of conservation. And I've watched the world walk toward a destruction that I find, upsetting. And I try to capture it in my poetry. I try to capture the beauty of what we're losing, not just the tragedy, because I think we need to understand we're preserving something very precious and very beautiful at mm-hmm. the same time, and something far beyond us in many ways.
That's poet Mary Mackey speaking with Beth Ruyak about her new collection, The Jaguars That Prowl Our Dreams. It made its way to the Small Press Distribution bestseller list for poetry and nonfiction last month. She'll be at the South Natomas Library on Saturday with City of Davis poet laureate James Lee Jobe. And we have more on our website, of course, at capradio.org/insight. You are listening to Insight right here on Cap Radio.
I wish I had a needle and thread, fine as I could sew, so that pretty gal to my side, and down the road I'd go. Shady Grove, my little love, Shady Grove I know. Shady Grove, my little love, I'm bound for Shady Grove.